You're listening to the Explore Careers Podcast Network. Each week, we'll be bringing schools one-on-one discussions with some of Australia's leading organisations, talking all things careers and employment. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the chat.
So today we are joined by Charlie Hipkin. Charlie is the Assistant Director at Only About Children Camray Campus. Thank you so much for joining us today, Charlie.
No worries, thanks for having me.
So I hear you're going to bust some myths for us today.
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, let's get into them. So myth number one, early childhood education and childcare are different jobs.
No, not really. I think you'll find that lots of people give different names to the same role, and I think some of the names have different meanings, but they all kind of cover what the role is itself. So I look at this role as a balance between obviously providing care and nurturing support for children, but also making sure we're providing children with the education that they need, that is really important in the early years. At the end of the day, it's all the same role.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So myth number two, early childhood education is just a job. It's not a career.
No, I think that's another big myth that needs to be busted as well. There's so many different paths that you can take working in the early years. An example of that is, so I use myself as an example. I started off in the industry just doing 1-2 days a week as a casual team member just to do a little bit of work on the side, and I fell in love with the age group and with the industry in a matter of days. Before long, I joined Only About Children on a permanent basis, so I worked at our Camray campus where I am now for 2 years. I actually left the working on the floor with the children in the classrooms and did a year working in our administration office. So I took a different route in the industry. I worked in HR and recruitment and really enjoyed that and learned some really great skills in that. But obviously, you know, wanting to come back to working with the children, came back here, and that's when I've progressed from being an educator to a lead educator, and now I'm in a position more of management. And then I think beyond working in the centres and in the classrooms, you can look at careers in health, careers in operations, obviously certain management opportunities as well. So there's definitely lots of different ways that you can go in early childhood.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's heaps of different career options, that's for sure. So myth number three, so I guess this is, you know, pretty similar to what we've just been talking about. Early childhood educators simply play all day and babysit children.
So that's another big myth, but I think it's important with that to understand what our role is and how, you know, we see children learn best throughout their time in an early childhood setting. So you'll find that these days most childcare centres and services are play-based and do approach, you know, how the children learn through a play-based curriculum. But that's where I think it's really important for educators to be extremely intentional about what that play looks like. And you'll find that educators, through their studies and through their experience, will learn how to make sure that what we're offering children through a play-based curriculum is actually really meaningful. It's very carefully and purposefully planned. Educators and teachers go through a lot of study, training, and then when they're on the job, planning to make sure that what they are providing children through play experiences is developmentally appropriate. Age-appropriate are things that are challenging the children to learn, both, I guess, things that they need to learn, as well as growing and developing as a person as well.
Absolutely, yeah, 100%. I've got a little 11-month-old and I've been doing a lot of research on that developmental play, you know, so yeah. It's really interesting. Okay, so myth number four, early childhood education jobs are only for women.
No, that is one that obviously I can definitely say is a massive myth. I've always thought that educators in early childhood need to be of a, I guess we want to have different people looking after children, different role models. Obviously, at the moment, the majority of the workforce is female, but I think it's really important for children to have a whole range of role models, both female, male, also people from different cultural backgrounds. I've found from my experience working in the industry is that families and teams and children really embrace male educators coming into services, and I think they can offer a lot to any childcare service out there.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. So what would your advice be then to a male considering a career in early childhood education?
Yeah, my advice would be for anyone who loves working with children and wants to, I guess, get into teaching, would be to really consider the early years and approach it with a really open mind. There is obviously that stigma around males moving into education, going towards primary and secondary, but I think there's such a space for male educators in the early years. I'd encourage any male educator to approach, you know, this type of career and profession and work with confidence. And as I said before, families and staff and children really do embrace having male educators in a service. I've always had a really great experience throughout my time. I've never had any families concerned about having male educators caring for their children, going through care tasks and doing everything that we need to do throughout the day. And I think it's really important to get as many men into the industry as we can.
Absolutely. And like you mentioned before as well, just culturally diverse people as well, because, you know, it's the early years that they do so much learning. So if they can learn from all different people from all different backgrounds, I think that it's the world will be a much better place. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today, Charlie, and busting all of these myths.
No worries. Thanks very much for having me.
Thanks for listening. For more information, visit explorecareers.com.au and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.